Okay. Hi, Daniela.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
How was your weekend?
Good.
Did you do anything fun?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I played with my family games.
What kind of games did you play?
We, like, played, we have, like, a little circle, and we need to get to the 100. And there's, like, ladders. If you touch a snail's, like, bat, like a tail snail, you go down. And if you see a ladder, you go up.
Is it Chutes and Ladders? Is that the game? Well, that's a really fun game. Now, who did you play with?
My dad, my sister, and my mom and me.
And how old's your sister?
She is 5.
And she knows how to play?
Yeah.
Well, that's so much fun. I just took my son. He's 2.5. We went to see Frozen on Ice. And Miss Vega said you really like Frozen. What was your favorite part of the movie?
My favorite part of the movie is when the sisters hug each other and they said they're never going to close the gates again.
At the end? Yeah. It's a really good story. So what kinds of things do you like to do with your friends?
I like to play with them, and I mostly like play with my friend Natalia because she likes Minecraft like I do.
I've never played Minecraft. Is it a game on the
Xbox?
On Xbox?
And you can play it on PC, like a computer.
What's the point of it? Like, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to survive, like, home Minecraft days and do things that I want to do in there with blocks.
That's cool. And what other things do you like to do?
I also like to play with my toys and play with my little sister.
Your little sister? Well, she probably likes having you as a big sister. Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite thing about school?
My favorite thing about school is that you can learn a lot of things in here, and also you can play, and
cuz this is your first year at Coonley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how is it different from your old school?
And we wear uniforms, and we don't have like short recess, not even, we have like longer recess
here at Coonley. Or at your old school?
My old school.
Your old school. And did you learn the same types of things at your old school?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn about it at your old school?
I learned about, like, worms, insects, and I learned all about marsupials.
Oh.
And also I learned how to divide.
In math?
But I didn't show me multiplication.
Oh, so you only knew about division, not about multiplication? And so which do you like better?
I like division.
Division?
It's easy.
It's easier for you? And anything else you like about math?
That you can sometimes use, like, things to help you with it.
Yeah. What's your do you like drawing out pictures, or do you rather use, like, blocks, or?
I'd rather use, like,
okay.
In my house.
So when you do your math homework at home, do you use beans to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And who usually helps you with your homework?
My dad and sometimes my mom, because she doesn't understand English, but she tries and she does get math.
Well, and it probably helps her learn English too, right, by helping you do your homework? So it's kind of a fun time to spend with your mom and also get your homework done. Let's see, what kind of books do you like to read?
I like reading.
Uh-huh.
And also, I like reading the ones like Sisters and...
Oh, those are the comic ones, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of kids in my room are reading those ones, too. And do you know how to read books in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
So do you read any books in Spanish at home?
Yeah.
And is it easy for you to understand it in English? Or is it... When you read a book in English, is it harder to understand if you were to read it in Spanish?
No.
So it's the same?
Mm-hmm.
And at your old school, did you learn in Spanish?
Yeah.
It was all in Spanish?
Yeah.
So was it hard coming here where there's, like, little Spanish? Does it help you to talk Spanish with Miss Vega?
Mm-hmm.
So when would you ask Miss Vega about to speak something in Spanish?
When she's like telling me what's the math about. So, telling me what are we gonna do.
So it's easier for her, like if she explains it to you, then you understand if she tells you in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And when you take Spanish class here, do you feel like you know everything that your Spanish teacher is talking about? So do you feel like you could teach your friends Spanish?
Yeah, I helped some of my friends in Spanish, and they didn't understand it more when I'm telling them.
So what types of things did you have to teach your friend in Spanish?
How to, like, pronounce the words, like, a little bit easier, and where to put, like, yo and do. And, like, you need to put an A-S at do and an O and yo.
Okay, so when to use certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Anything else you want to tell me about your time at Cooley or something you really like to do? No, nothing? Okay. Okay, Daniela, I just want to say thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Okay, you can go back into your class now.